Dark Secrets.
Hey there, I'm Amy Smith.
And I'm LaDonna Humphrey. Welcome to Deep Dark Secrets, a podcast that shines a light in some really dark places. And today, as we continue our journey to unravel the secret and sinister world of human trafficking, we're going to discuss the connections between pornography and human trafficking.
We think it's important to touch on this topic as part of National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And for those of you who didn't know, January 11th was actually National Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
That's right. And no matter what your stance is on pornography, there's absolutely no denying that pornography has become increasingly more accessible, affordable, and available. And it's consumed, usually anonymously, all over the world. Additionally, did you know that the average age of exposure to pornography is age 13, Amy? Can you believe that?
I can't believe that. When you said that, I thought, I mean, what is a 13-year-old doing looking at pornography, A, and B, where the heck are your parents?
Exactly. That's a whole different podcast, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got some questions, but that's the average age. And
wow.
You know, I think those consuming pornography really don't understand and they don't really think about what goes into the production of those photos and the videos that they're watching. I don't think most people understand that there's absolutely no way to guarantee that those performers are participating in a production that's being filmed on a consensual basis. More times than not, pornography is absolutely sex trafficking on film. It just is. And whether you want to believe it or not, the link between porn and sex trafficking is exceptionally strong.
So if someone in the porn industry is tricked, forced, or coerced into performing a sex act on their no list, or they are tricked, forced, or coerced into having sex with someone that they have previously said that they're not going to have sex with, and they said no, they are now, by the legal definition of sex trafficking, a victim.
According to cases reported to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, pornography is the third most common form of sex trafficking, only after escort services and illicit massage businesses. Ugh.
Ugh, gross.
It's very gross. The porn industry fuels the desire to see real people being sexually abused and exploited at the hands of family members, school teachers, traffickers, pimps, and more. And as the demand for violent and dehumanizing content grows, what do you think happens? More people are exploited, and sex traffickers will profit from the lucrative demand.
And if you're struggling to believe that this is really happening, just take a look at these national headlines that we found. Here's one for you. Four porn performers accuse top agent Derek Hay of sex abuse and trafficking.
Wow.
Yeah. How about this one? Porn star James Dean accused by women of rape and assault.
That's terrible.
Oh, just horrible. And here's one. I was tricked into doing porn. But this last one, this one really gets me. Woman says authorities doubted her sexual assault claim because she does porn.
Okay, that's awful.
Come on. I mean, you're either sexually assaulted or you're not. It doesn't matter what your job is. I mean, those are two totally different things. And I understand that they are in a dangerous job situation. But if someone comes to someone in authority for them to help them, and they doubt what they're saying, that's just wrong.
That's terrible. And that's exactly what paves the way for traffickers to come in and utilize pornography to make more money and to traffic more women. And the cycle goes on and on and on. I think that's absolutely despicable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's almost like a safe haven for them.
It's just, it's awful. And it gets worse. Data from Webroot Cybersecurity estimates that over 28,000 users are watching pornography every second. Every second. That's a ton. And 35% of all internet downloads are related to pornography. And in one study, an examination of 400 million web searches revealed that the most popular term related to sexual searches was youth. I was astounded.
Oh, that is terrible. Oh my gosh.
It's awful. One of the most searched terms on the popular porn site Pornhub is the word teen. That's what people are looking for. And what's even more shocking is that that term has remained in the top 10 terms for 6 years. So this isn't new. It's been going on for a very long time. But there's something very important to think about. So you've got all of these thousands, millions of people searching on Pornhub and other places using terms like youth or teen, okay? This is really important because if a minor is involved in commercial sexual activity, it's automatically classified as human trafficking without question, without exception. So let me say that again. If a minor is involved in any kind of commercial sexual activity, it is automatically classified as human trafficking. So for those of you that are out there listening, we're not trying to shame you. If pornography is your thing, so be it. But if you are looking at search terms or pornography that is labeled youth or teen, you are supporting human trafficking. End of story. That is the definition given to us by the government, by legal authorities. That is the definition of human trafficking.
Wow.
And so that's heavy, heavy stuff.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea that teen was and youth was searched throughout that. I just think of, you know, adult men and women, you know, doing their thing on film.
Well, yeah, back in our day, I mean, this is going to tell our age, it was Debbie Does Dallas.
Exactly.
That was the stuff that you heard. You were not looking for, at least I didn't know of anybody that was looking for pornography that was related to teenagers or youth. Obviously, we know that was going on, but it wasn't something that was wild, you know, just widely known by everybody. Uh-uh. And so I just think that people need to understand that because, you know, you got a minor, if they're doing pornography, and they're getting paid for it, that's classified as human trafficking.
Wow.
And that means that exploitation through child sexual abuse, which is sometimes referred to as child pornography, can always be classified as sex trafficking. So make no mistake, the people out there that are trying to say, okay, well, this sexual abuse materials, that's not trafficking. Oh, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be taking a stand against it.
Absolutely. Well, in addition to this spurring demand, pornography is wielded like a weapon within the sex industry. Victims of sex trafficking reported being forced to watch porn in order to learn what they would be expected to do. Kind of a how-to video for your job requirements. And nearly half of sex trafficking victims report that pornography was made of them while they were in bondage. This content can be used for financial gain, as an online product, or as an advertising tool. And the consumer, as we've mentioned before, rarely knows the true story behind the camera.
So friends, if you consume pornography online, you absolutely cannot assume that you are watching two consenting adults performing consensual sexual activities. You just cannot assume that. Instead, you should remember that the porn industry and the sex trafficking industry are very intertwined. They are arm in arm. And you also need to understand that it is not a porn industry standard that all pornographic material is completely consensual or that even everyone is of legal age. Okay, so that's not even a standard.
Uh-uh.
So let me say that one more time for the people in the back. It is not a porn industry standard that the material that you consume is consensual or even that everyone is of a legal age. And what do you think that that is a recipe for? Human trafficking.
Absolutely. As stated by the government, you know, people should really take pause if this is their form of entertainment.
Yeah. And again, it's not, you know, Amy and LaDonna trying to impose our beliefs on you because we definitely have our own values and belief system, as everybody does. These are just facts that you need to know. If you're choosing this hobby, you know, and porn is your hobby for whatever reason, or you feel like it's okay to consume it, then you just need to understand the facts behind it. I mean, you would do that if you play football. You got to understand the rules of the game.
Right. And there's a lot of rules to this game that is kind of stuck underneath a whole bunch of lies. So they need to be aware.
I agree.
So if you're using the argument that says porn is empowering, healthy for relationships, and even provides sexual liberation, well, you're just fooling yourself. In reality, this couldn't be further from the truth. Overwhelmingly, porn is used as a weapon of dehumanization, racism, and degradation and objectification of women, and the glorification of severe sexual violence and abuse. Porn is a gateway to abuse, rape, trafficking, and sometimes even murder.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody tuned in to our first season, right?
Mm-hmm.
About death fetish. You know, that was definitely a gateway to many, many murders that we reported on. And I think people need to take that very seriously.
For sure. For sure. Because I think they go, you know, you were talking about going hand in hand with the sex industry and the porn. I think death fetish has got the other hand.
It absolutely does. And all of it is so heartbreaking because we know that many trafficking victims appear in amateur porn. And an example of this happened in February of 2020 when the mother of a missing 15-year-old girl found pornographic videos of her daughter posted online on popular sites like Pornhub, Periscope, Model Hub, and even Snapchat, believe it or not.
Yes.
And to protect the minor's identity, I'm not going to give out her name. If people want to fact check this story, I think you could probably Google 15-year-old girl found on pornographic videos posted online, but I don't want to give out her name. She's been through enough. But basically, this girl had been missing for nearly a year. She had been trafficked for sex and was featured in 58. I'm so, so sad about this. 58 individual pornographic videos uploaded by the man who trafficked her.
Oh, wow. 58. I mean, that's at least 58 times that she was abused. And you know, that was so many more.
It's terrible.
Another tragic example is the case of Rose Kalimba. And I am saying her name. She was 14 when she was brutally raped by two men. And she has been outspoken as a victim of sex trafficking. But she was raped by two men for 12 hours. I believe she was held at knife point. And a third man filmed the brutal rape.
Oh, it's awful.
So a few months later, as she was scrolling online, she found herself tagged in a link. When she clicked on that link, she was taken to a video of her rape hosted on Pornhub. Yeah. How would you like to have that happen? Click on a link and then you see you're just constantly reminded of the abuse that you suffered. The Trafficking Hub campaign highlighted Rose's story, as well as countless other videos featuring real rape, human trafficking, child sexual abuse, non-consensual revenge porn, and other forms of image-based abuse found on Pornhub, the world's biggest porn site.
That makes me so sad.
Oh, it's terrible.
I think we need to take pause as a society about what we are allowing to take place on the internet. There needs to be stronger federal obscenity laws.
I agree. Totally agree.
Well, there's also another example, and it's the case of Jenna Jameson, and she was known as the Queen of Porn. And I mean, honestly, she was one of the most famous adult entertainers of all time. And she has spoken out and shared her story of how she was groomed and trafficked into porn by her ex-boyfriend and his father when she was just 16 years old. So for those of you that need me to repeat that, I'm going to. She was groomed and trafficked into porn. Okay, so that is definitely another link there that we need to take seriously. And she was only 16, and she details her abuse and all of this rampant exploitative practices that happen in the porn industry. She wrote a book called How to Make Love Like a Porn Star. And she left the industry, I think it was in 2008, and she has recently started speaking out against places like Pornhub.
Wow.
I get a little choked up about how her life was completely changed and ruined from being groomed and trafficked into the porn industry. And I know that there are people who will say, well, she kept doing it as an adult because she chose to do it. There's an amount of shame that goes along in this industry. And once you've already been involved, you know, there's this idea that, well, why should I quit? Because I'm making money and nobody is ever going to accept me now. And I think that's a lot of what happened to Jenna. I mean, I can't say, I haven't read her book yet and I haven't spoken to her, but that would be my guess. And it just makes me really sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's example after example of that happening all the time with these poor victims who try to get out of the industry and then think, well, I'm making money and, you know, I'm already damaged. Why not stay? So that's a horrible thing. I kind of like to read her book. That would really shine a light on some issues that maybe we don't even know about.
Yeah, it might be interesting to also reach out to her to see if she would be willing to talk to us. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily on the show, but maybe she would be willing to have a conversation with us privately because we're working so hard to expose trafficking and to help bring awareness, that maybe she would be willing to give us some information.
Oh, that'd be a great idea. Research indicates that porn consumers are more likely to sexually objectify and dehumanize others. They're more likely to express an intent to rape, less likely to intervene during a sexual assault. They're more likely to victim blame survivors of sexual assault, more likely to support violence against women. They are more likely to forward sex without consent, and they're more likely to commit acts of sexual violence. The desire to dehumanize and purchase another human for sex is in large part the natural byproduct of porn use. This deviant appetite is cultivated over time through porn addiction and the escalation that it takes place, so that where a consumer requires more and more of this extreme stimulus to obtain pleasure. Friends, it is time that we take a stand. If you suspect someone is being groomed for trafficking or actually being trafficked, please call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888. They are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's right. Amy is right. It's time for us to take a stand. Each of us can make a difference. So if you didn't have time to write down that number, please do it now. 888-373-7888. That's the National Human Trafficking Hotline. And they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They've got English and Spanish options, and they are there to help you no matter how big or small the information is that you have to report.
Absolutely. And another great resource, since this is the National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, if y'all will go to www.state.gov and search for the National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, there is a flyer on there that will give you 20 ways you can help fight human trafficking. So that's just something that you can pull down and, you know, every day during January, just kind of, you know, reflect upon that and just keep it in your mind and that we're fighting this battle, and maybe set aside January to fight on a daily basis and be aware of all those indicators that someone might be trafficked.
Absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please take the time to share this information with your friends, family, coworkers, and your community. It is truly going to take all of us to put a stop to this horrific world of trafficking.
So until next week, friends, stay safe out there. And remember, keep your lights on.
For exclusive content from this episode and other episodes, head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/deepdarksecrets. Sign up and you will receive Deep Dark Secrets merchandise, extra episodes, and much more. For more information about our podcast, visit deepdarksecretspodcast.com.